Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey guys, it's Daniel Smooth, host of Time to BS. Being a part of Belly Up brings along some cool stuff and partners to join our crazy journey, that's for sure. Like Manscaped, for instance. Finally, a way to delicately clean and trim your fromundas without cutting them. Because that'll hurt like hell. Use the promo code BellyUpFantasy at manscaped.com for 20% off your next order. That's BellyUpFantasy in all caps at manscaped.com.
It's time to BS.
You know, for all the crap that I said I was going to do for 2023, so far it hasn't gone as planned, but that's okay. But you know, I mean, I'm not gonna lose a ton of sleep over it, but the one alarming thing is that I still haven't written a fucking article yet. It's crazy. I have the plot line of what I want to do. But this is okay. I haven't fucking written it yet. I'll stick to podcasting, I guess. Nothing wrong with that. Alright, for the 164th time, I gotta say, we are coming to you from the beaches of Long Island, New York. My name is Daniel Smooth, and it's time to BS. No live show today, but that's okay, because we're just chilling. It's Friday. It's January 20th, 2023. You know what? It's close to the end of January, but we're just going to chill. And because that's what we do. We just chill. That's it. No worries. We'll go back to chilling in a couple minutes, but I want to take this time to pay tribute to a fallen legend. If you are a fan of Ring of Honor, you will know where this is going. Right out of the gate by just saying Ring of Honor. Jay Briscoe passed away earlier in the week. And I will, you know, I'm not going to go out and say, like, that, oh, this is one of the great tragedies in the history of wrestling because Owen Hart lived. Owen Hart passed away in the 90s, and that's great start, Dan. This hurts, because if you read into everything that happened, the woman who struck Jay and his family died on impact in a car accident. So we can't even decipher whether she was drunk or on her phone or whatnot. His daughters, from what I know, are okay. One is in critical condition. The other one is getting a back surgery. So, I hate to start this on a somber note, but it's it sucks because there's a legitimate argument to be made that, you know, the Briscoes are one of the greatest tag teams ever. Not just in Ring of Honor, that's no dispute, but in, like, in wrestling as a whole, in this, if you know Jay is the person, this hurts you a lot more. And it sucks. Because he was getting his life in order. He has a family, a farm, and a whole bunch of great shit about his life. And Mark, his brother, Mark Briscoe, I mean, they were the reigning champions, but, like, that's, this sucks. It sucks. And, you know, I know we're a chill podcast. I know we just like to chill and bullshit around, but every now and then when shit like this comes in to play here, you can't help but feel defeated. And you wonder, all the time when shit like this happens, could this have been me? Was this me? Could this have been me? Or this could have been me or some shit. But this sucks. Rest in peace, one of them boys. Jay Briscoe, one half of one of the greatest tag teams in the history of wrestling. So we'll continue on with a more chill-based pod here today. But I got some questions that I want to ask, and here's one of them to start. Is it legitimately possible to be mad at the Seattle Seahawks for this past season, despite losing in the first round of the playoffs to an ass-whooping by San Francisco? No. It is impossible to be mad. I tried. I legitimately tried. I tried to think of reasons to be pissed off. Oh, this Pete did this. Oh, you know, Shane Waldron did this, or, you know, could have done this a lot better. I was like, okay. Did you hear that? It's my cat, Donut. Hi, sweet girl. What? What is it? I fed you already. I fed you. Why are you being a little bitch? But back to what I said before, it's literally impossible to be mad at this team this year. It's impossible. I tried. I really did try. I thought, oh, the offense was inconsistent. No. Nah. Oh, the defense was terrible. Yeah. That's true. But I can't be mad, because this is a team that was projected to win five games. Projected to win five. Won nine games. Made the playoffs. Granted, has a seven seed. And got their asses rightfully whooped against San Francisco. So, you know, they're going to have around $80 to $90 million in cap space this offseason. Ton of draft capital, as you know. And they got good players. I mean, Daryl Taylor, Jordan Brooks, Cody Barton, Duchenne Owusu. You know, Tariq Woolen, obviously. You know, Kobe Bryant, their corner. May he rest in peace. Mamba. You know, they also got Quandre Diggs, Jamal Adams. Maybe those two are still around. I have no idea. The defense is there. The offense, you know the names. DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. Deep at the tight end position. Good offensive line. Good young offensive tackles. Kenneth Walker, Rashad Penny at running back. They got good players. The argument could be if the defense was like top 15, they would be in San Francisco. I have no idea if that's the case, but we will never know because the past is the past. So I really can't be mad. Next up, Jay White. of New Japan Pro Wrestling. If you know the name, you'll know where I'm going with this. Jay White potentially could be on his way to America. His contract with New Japan is up, and he could be leaving Japan for the States. Many have predicted AEW was his most likely landing spot. He is the hottest free agent in professional wrestling today. Not even close. And if you're WWE and you want to really make a name for, you know, Jay or pitch to Jay White, then go do it, because have him sign with WWE, let him debut at the Rumble just like AJ Styles did 8 years ago, seven years ago. Wow, it's crazy. And Jay White is easily one of your most recognizable international stars in WWE, and that's. Say this is fucking crazy to say. But then again, since Vince is back in charge, we'll never know. And he's most likely to go to AEW, but who the fuck knows? And who the fuck cares, honestly? Next up, who will the Jets trade for? It's a guarantee they'll have a new starting quarterback in 2023, and no, it's not Mike White. So, who would it be? My guess, it's Jimmy Garoppolo. Derek Carr might be the dream list, but I don't know if the Raiders are going to trade him or they'll release him. I have no idea. But quarterback musical chairs is going to be fun. This is going to be really fun this year. I don't see the Jets making a trade for Carr. I think they go after Garoppolo because he fits that system a lot more. Granted, Mike LaFleur is no longer their offensive coordinator, so we'll see. But you want a good, competent quarterback that's going to, you know, not turn the ball over a whole lot, but at the same time isn't going to lose a ton of games for you. It's Jimmy Garoppolo. If you want a full-fledged gunslinger that's going to put up a ton of yards, throw a ton of touchdowns, but at the same time isn't entirely mobile. I mean, both of them aren't entirely mobile, but still. I mean, the dream pitch is Lamar Jackson. For a lot of teams that need a quarterback. And I don't fucking blame them. So I think it's Jimmy Garoppolo. He's probably going to be the most affordable to get. Next up. Does Karen Rodgers, and I mean Karen Rodgers, return to Green Bay? I don't know where to fit this one. The dude frustrates me. From a PR perspective. The dude is easily the best quarterback in the history of the franchise for the Packers. But at the same time, he is more infuriating than Brett Favre. And if you're a Favre fan, that means a lot. So, I can't even begin to explain the frustration to try and root for Aaron Rodgers, because I can't. I really tried. The dude's infuriating. I really fucking tried. And I just can't. I can't see myself doing it. Will he return to Green Bay? No. Retire. Please. Please retire. For the sake of the NFC, please. Thank you. Who is most to blame for the Islanders' lackluster performance this season? Is it coaching, injuries, or the toxic-ass fan base? The answer I want to say is the toxic-ass fan base for saying they should fire Lou Lamoriello. But really, it's injuries. Palmieri's out. Pelech has been out. Nelson's been inconsistent. Barzell, don't get me started with him. Love him, but he's infuriating to watch him play sometimes. Beauvillier, I should have wrote down inconsistencies. Varlamov, I don't know. Bailey, don't get me started with Josh Bailey. Oh, God. Send him to the moon. And while you're at it, have the Death Star aim its death beam, or whatever the fuck you call it, towards him. I don't wish death amongst Josh Bailey, but, like, dude, get traded, please, or retire, I don't know. Do whatever the hell you want. You're 30-something years old, you got millions of dollars in your bank. Retire. You got 4 kids. Go, please. I'm going to get screamed at for this. I'm going to get legitimately screamed at for what I'm about to say. You Islander fans, and you are one of my people, and you are my people. You are. As you know, I have a tattoo of your logo on my right bicep. Seahawks on the left. You fucking fans. I respect your opinion. I do. But there comes a point where there's just full-blown stupidity. Fire Lou, everyone's been saying. Good God, you're toxic. You love this team to death when they're winning, but when they're losing, it clearly shows. I mean, listen, I said this about the Jets, I will say it about you guys. You're never going to be the Yankees, and you're not the New York Yankees. So, shut up. Okay? You want to fire the general manager who got you to back, who helped you get to back-to-back conference finals appearances. Probably should have went 3 in a row had they not gotten swept by Carolina that first year. Could have won the damn cup at one of those 3 years. And you're telling me you want to fire this guy? I'm sorry. Like, you lost me. You fucking lost me. So, I'm not going to be the pity party and say, oh, I'm sorry that your team is struggling, granted, against a dogfight of buzzsaw, like a field of buzzsaws in the Metropolitan Division. You know, your team has been inconsistent, so fucking what? And you want your team to be undefeated, like, every year, okay? Granted, that's me too, but, like, shut up! Shut up, please. God. You infuriate me, guys. You really do. Last question. Will Tom Brady finally, and I repeat, finally retire? No. No. The only considerable reason I say this is because Josh McDaniels is the head coach of the Raiders. It's all planning out. The Vince McMahon of WWE, Roger Goodell, and his script writing has come full circle. The Raiders will sign Tom Brady to a 1-year deal worth $20 million. And Derek Carr will somehow be traded to the Buccaneers. Tom Brady ends his career with Josh McDaniels. The man who could have been the head coach of the Patriots. By now. God, I hate script writing. I hate it. Hate it. I believe it has come full circle that the NFL is rigged and scripted, or whatever the hell you want to call it. But I think this is truly the case. So I got a few thoughts. Donut, Jesus, you just jumped in the desk. Quite literally. Hey, sweet girl. What you doing? I feel you. Yeah, there she is. Last one before we close up shop for the night. You gotta learn to let shit go, man. Or at least talk about it. Let yourself heal. Otherwise, it'll tear you apart. Like, you're trapped in a cage and you want to get out. And, like, you want to heal, but you also don't want to talk about these things that are bothering you. So, where's the line drawn here? I only say this to be brutally honest. You're never going to heal unless you talk about these things. And I'm speaking from a person of experience. From someone who has had a very difficult time talking about certain things, you know, that are bothering me or that continuously tear me apart day by day, whatever the hell. You know? And there's a few things that you can do in order to really help yourself heal. You know, talking about these things, like I mentioned before, really does help. If talking about verbal doesn't write down, write it down. Write it down. Get yourself a journal or a piece of paper. Write this crap down. As long as you get it out of your head, it's going to help. It will help you guys. I guarantee you it's going to help. And just venting in general really helps. Really, really helps. And you want so bad to help yourself heal. And then there are people that really don't know how to do it. But I can tell you, from a person of experience, talking about these things helps. Occupying your mind with shit you love to do helps. Why do you think I love podcasting so much? You know, occupy your mind with shit you love to do. But especially when it comes to, like, the past and stuff, let it go. Disney made a whole ass song about this. Let it go. Just let this shit go. You know, and because if you let the past be the past, you will heal a lot better. There is no better way to describe it. You will heal so much better if you let the past that's bothering you, if you let it go. Just let it go and you will be free. I can promise you that, guys. I can promise you. So, that'll do it for this episode of Time to BS. Thank you guys for tuning in for the 164th episode of Time to BS with Daniel Smooth. My name is the aforementioned Daniel Smooth. I am coming to you from the beaches of Long Island, New York. And I'll see you guys in this life or the next one. Have a good one, guys. I'll see you around.